Welcome back to this week's Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. I'm also at KGO Jason on Twitter. Once in a while, we like to surface products or services that may go unseen, even unappreciated, but they find a sweet spot in business. Often this means highlighting a startup. This week, we look at Branch. Branch makes mobile experiences better. Better for companies who advertise and better for users who click links to those products. Nobody likes a disruptive, jarring, redirected experience, whether it's mobile or otherwise, really. That friction turns off users, thus turning off advertisers. Getting interested users into a buying opportunity is what Branch does and does well. The product, the experience, if you will, is called deep linking. Now, why don't I just get out of the way and let them tell you?
Ramsey Pryor, head of international at Branch.
International at Branch. That's a hell of a title you have there. I'd like to see your business card, please, sir. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about Branch. Let's go 30,000 foot level, okay?
Okay.
Let's go with your elevator pitch, if you will, your business prop, your use cases. Let's get into that first. First, what is Branch? Why are you here?
Okay. So Branch, our mission is really to solve the linking problem that exists for mobile apps. We take for granted that on the web, links take you to where you want to go. Doesn't matter if you're using a PC, a Mac, any variety of browsers. You can click them from anywhere and you go to where you would intend to go. On mobile, it's not that simple. So if you're clicking on a link and you'd like to go to a piece of content that exists inside a mobile app, it's very difficult.
Okay.
And mobile app developers, what we care about is getting our content out there just like it is on the web and driving people through that content back into our apps. Unfortunately, that's a very complicated thing to do.
I imagine.
So Branch solves that problem.
You're streamlining what it could be convoluted for a developer. Is that correct? So are your main customers developers or are they the end user?
That's a good question. So our customers are definitely mobile app developers, people who have a mobile app. But the benefit that we provide, it's good for end users and it's really good for app developers.
Okay. Now, there's a piece of jargon, and I love jargon, that is tied to Branch that I've heard, and we call these a teachable moment.
I don't know, a teachable moment.
It could be a teachable moment for them. This
ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
All right. So what is deep linking as you understand it and how Branch uses it?
Sure. Deep linking, I think, has become a buzzword, and to demystify it a bit, it's simply being able to take someone from any location on the web where they find a piece of content and take them inside of someone's app to see that piece of content.
Does that efficiency help you retain users and keep them within the app?
Yes, and it's also a good way to get people to discover your app in the first place.
Really?
Right now, good news for Apple and Google, there's over 2 million apps in both of their stores.
Uh-huh.
Great news for those guys. Very daunting news for app developers. There's over 50,000 new apps launched every month.
Wow.
So even though you have access to the world's market, it's very difficult to compete in that kind of environment.
Mm-hmm.
So like websites, apps need to use the content that they're creating, that people are creating inside those apps, and make that available for discovery. If you're relying on the App Store charts to do that, you're in for a really big challenge.
I'm reading that apps are kind of slowing down a little bit. Bots are kind of catching up a little bit. Are you seeing that from where you are?
We don't see any slowing down of apps being released. In fact, that number, 50,000 of new apps every month, that's been climbing up steadily and almost exponentially for some time. And we expect that's going to continue to happen. There's a lot of tools that make it really easy to produce apps, and there's a lot more people being trained on it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't see any slowdown there. Bots is, I think, you know, become a very hot topic, but I see that really as a category of applications, and we'll certainly see more of those, but apps are certainly on the rise.
Right. So bots would still kind of be like more of a personal assistant kind of lifestyle choice, if you will, whereas you're dealing with apps of a more rich experience.
Mm-hmm. And bots often plug into apps. They work in Messenger apps and those sorts of things. So
right on.
It's an important segment, but the whole category is still expanding.
Okay. How long has Branch been doing this kind of thing, and what kind of expertise are you still proffering? Because we're going to get into your new premium solutions in just a second. What are your non-premium solutions, if you will?
Sure. So Branch has been around now for 2 years and 2 months. The founders of Branch were actually app developers. They were working on a cool photo sharing app. And they hit this problem 2 years ago that in order to become viral as an app, which everyone's trying to do, you have to allow people to share the stuff that people are building inside your app with other people.
Uh-huh.
But you don't know if those people are Android users, iOS users. All those permutations of browsers, operating systems, devices become cases where links break. So they started working on this problem so they could share photos and albums with friends.
Right on.
Once they had solved those cases, they started sharing those with their developer friends, and they realized how big of a problem this is for everyone who's working on mobile apps. And so they stopped working on photo albums and started working full time on this problem. So it's been 2 years, 2 months. We're now up to 80 people. And, you know, we wake up and all we focus is on this complexity and solving this problem. The great news is what we provide for app developers, you can use our links. They work everywhere. They drive people into through all of those 6,000 combinations of apps and devices and operating systems. Whew. And it's that part of the capability is completely free.
Branch platform agnostic.
Yep.
Solving user experience problems with broken links. And now you're offering Branch premium solutions. Let's talk about that.
Right. So we feel like the basic linking capabilities, that's really plumbing, and every app developer should be able to take advantage of that for free. But we can start doing really cool, powerful things on top of those links to give people more control over targeting and making sure that we invite people into our apps at the right time, the right place, the right moment.
Interesting.
You can customize that experience in a lot of the ways that you place ads. We give that same kind of granularity about selecting your target audience, deciding when to present them with your app, not interrupting something like a purchase or a transaction, waiting till after the flow, and then bringing them in with, you know, knowing the context of where they came from, where they're located, what they're interested in. You can use context as a way to drive people in.
Well, actually, that is intriguing because it's user behavior. So would it be fair to say if I open a certain app and that app is a Branch client and I do two finger swipes, that's when I'm going to be engaged with an opportunity?
It could be. It could be how someone's interacting, and that could be a trigger for when you want to present them. The example I would give you is if you're a commerce app and someone goes, today 70% of all emails are opened on mobile devices. Mm. So if you click on a link in an email, most often that's going to open up in a mobile web experience.
Right.
That's suboptimal.
Yes, it is.
Mobile web converts, native mobile converts three times as the rate of mobile web. And native mobile actually converts 1.5 times the rate of desktop. So if you're an e-commerce provider and you're sending out lots of emails, you want to take them, if they have the app, into the mobile app experience.
Right.
If they don't have it, you may want them to go ahead and complete their transaction. And at that point, it's a good time to say, hey, would you like to try out the mobile experience the next time you don't have to log in?
Right.
So that's the kind of intelligence that we can offer so that you present someone with an offer to come and download your app at the right time without interrupting what they're already doing.
So if I'm kicked over to mobile web, I've got two issues. I've got a wait, first of all, and then I've got some battery that's getting sucked up into there too, and some data usage because I'm loading a browser, right?
Well, and what's even a bigger problem is, you know, you don't keep your passwords usually on the mobile device. So all those passwords that are saved on our desktop, you don't have on your mobile device often. So you have to log in. You may forget what you were looking for in the first place. Then mobile app experience has been optimized for this use case. So your profile is already there. You can go in and go right into whatever it is, making a transaction, renting a hotel room, whatever the case may be, without all the extra steps.
I realize we've been talking about this for about 6 minutes, and I haven't asked an obvious question I need to circle back on. Branch has been around for 2 years and 2 months. What are some clients that I probably have experienced this experience with?
So there's a really good chance that you're using Branch today. Some of our partners here in the Bay Area, Airbnb, Pinterest, BuzzFeed,
there's three.
Hotel Tonight, you know, a vast majority of the top apps are using Branch for their deep linking today.
Is the Chive on that list?
Chive is on the list.
I work with somebody who lives by the Chive.
yes, they're one of our partners. So we have a good base here in the U.S. Internationally, we have a good base as well. And then I think we have over 15,000 apps today that are using our SDK. And through those integrations, we reach over 1.5 billion users.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
That was Ramsey Pryor. He's head of international at Branch, a deep linking startup firm, a startup that reaches up to 1.5 billion accounts a month. That's it for this week's edition of Techonomics. We hope you liked our chat with Branch. We also spent some quality time with tech journalist and pop culture icon David Pogue. A Pulitzer Prize winner and new book author talked with us also about how 50 talented women went about breaking the glass ceiling in the business world. And our obligatory post-election coverage focused on the Federal Reserve, corporate tax reform, and the scads of cash companies are holding overseas. Links to all of those and any past segments live at two places. First, there's kgoradio.com/techonomics. Then there's facebook.com/techonomicsradio. And on the Facebook page, we also feature links to each piece of music we choose for each week's edition of Techonomics. The producer of Techonomics is Liana Wilcox. The executive producer is Mike Anthony. And I'm the host, Jason Middleton. Please come on back and have great weeks, everybody.